Outside our back door, on the north side of our house, where shade prevails, lives a dragon. Well, I might fancy our back door beast a dragon, but in truth, the animal is really a lizard, otherwise known as a broadhead skink. The term broadhead is an obvious reference to the male lizard's head, which is almost triangular in shape, with broad muscular jaws jutting widely at the rear of its skull, and the forward part of its face tapering to a neatly rounded point. At more than 10 inches long, and with a girth over an inch across, the skink outside our door is large enough to eat other lizards, including hapless green anoles that wander unawares into his territory, something I've witnessed on 2 occasions. Both male and female broadhead skinks grow to considerable size, with males being the larger of the two. When adult, a male broadhead's body is a solid chocolate brown color, and in spring, his large head takes on a handsome coppery orange color, a sign of health and vigor to warn trespassing males, and an alluring display for potential mates during breeding season. Female broadhead skinks are more slender than males, and their body is pinstriped with yellow lines that run the length of their body, a feature that resembles some of our other skink species, including the blue-tailed five-lined skinks that also may be found in and around our summer yards. As with all skinks, the broadhead is cloaked in smooth, overlapping scales, so shiny they give the appearance of being wet. In their native haunts, including dry oak forests and wet cypress swamps, broadheads can be seen high up in large trees, basking in the warm sun, or rummaging noisily amid leaves and mulch on the ground. These large, impressive lizards are capable of capturing and eating just about anything small enough to swallow whole, a diet that mostly includes insects and spiders, but no doubt also baby mice and birds when available, and, as mentioned before, smaller lizards, a habit that might explain the solitary life of our backdoor dragon. Of course, I use poetic license referring to a broadhead skink as a dragon. In reality, this animal is vulnerable to a great many things larger than itself, including a lizard-eating snake called a black racer. Our yard is frequently visited by at least one black racer, an animal I've watched on several occasions as it foraged around our home. Black racers, as their name implies, are swift, agile snakes, and they are methodical hunters. More than a couple of times, I've seen a racer nosing around our mulch pile and garden area, then move into a small patch of young live oaks before sliding under the steps of our back door and into the dragon's lair. Each time it has happened, I feared it would be the skink's undoing. But so far, the skink has evaded capture. I wonder, though, how long it will be until fate catches up to our lizard-eating dragon, and he in turn is swept into the flow of energy that powers the world around us, including the world in our own backyard.